No matter what kind of popcorn eating movie you make, you always want it to have some weight, right? A message that is a little bit deeper than just basically the
Yeah, because I
blockbuster.
eventually have to come to places like Brooklyn and talk about the film in a slightly loftier way and talk about Bourne Identity in terms of it being about, you know, your past and are you defined by your past, and obviously Mr. and Mrs. Smith is, there's a whole way to talk about it in terms of marriage and trust. And even Bourne Identity went further because I thought I would be retelling Iran-Contra through Bourne Identity, but nobody got that. And even when I explained it, nobody cared. I mean, they didn't care about Iran-Contra when it was happening, which they should have, because it was really a pretty horrendous violation of the Constitution by the president. And they didn't care about, they didn't care that my movie was connected to it. So I'm always sort of looking for a way. And Edge of Tomorrow, you know, deals with the fact that if you, you know, could relive the same day over and over again, what you quickly discover is all you really can change is yourself. You can't change the people around you. They're going to do the same thing. No matter what you do, they will always, you know, people are, that's, and that's the way the world works. Like the people around you, you know, you can't change them. They're going to do what they're going to do, but you can change yourself. And then if you change yourself, you might actually be able to save the world. So there is a, there's a sort of a core philosophy inside the film. And there's also the sense that, you know, Tom Cruise does play a coward. He plays somebody at the very bottom ranks of the military. I mean, just horrendous soldier with a horrible unit. And he gets this superpower, and can one soldier change the outcome of a war? Can one person make a difference? And obviously, human history is filled with examples of one person making a difference, whether it's a lawyer like Nelson Mandela. I mean, there have been, human history is always these one person, unlikely person, making a difference. And so there are, it's not just about aliens and time travel. There is a core philosophy in Edge.